Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, what's up, football fans? Cole Schroeder here, a.k.a. the Buffalo Nerd, coming at you live from the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast with the Week 8 NFL bets. Coming off a 2-2 last week, not a great week. We're going to push past it, though. A couple letdowns, a couple real close ones, lost a couple by a half a point there, but that's fine. That's how the game gets played, and that's how we do things. So let's move right into this week. You guys know how we do it here, four top bets each and every week that I think are good opportunities for you to put your money down and you're going to have an opportunity to win. If you're looking for somewhere else to have an opportunity to put your money down and win, and you're in one of those states where it's hard for you to find a sports book or get your player props in or find betting opportunities, or you're having to go offshore, I encourage you guys to check out Better Edge. Better Edge is the premier no-fee social betting marketplace. Better Edge allows users to create their own prices and lines for sports betting positions in 45 states that are often better than you can find anywhere else. Use code NERD at sign up to get $20 in your wallet when you verify your account just for listening to the Buffalo Nerd. Visit betteredge.com/nerd to get started today. That's betteredge.com/nerd. I think you guys will appreciate what they're up to over there. It's a very cool environment, but let's get right into it. Starting out, first game we're going to go with is we're going to go with the New York Giants at the Seattle Seahawks plus the 3 points. The Giants have won three straight games as dogs. They're 2-0 against the spread on the road, and they're 4-0 against the spread in October so far. Seattle's 2-3 against the spread in the last five. Now, this is set up perfectly for Seattle to be the team that wins this football game, but I just am not sure that we're going to see Seattle get out enough past that I would go past 3 points. And I also believe that this is still a possibility that you see possibility for you to see the New York Giants continue the success of just beating teams because they're consistent. So I'm going to get 3 points against a team that's playing good football. They're winning close games. They're finding different ways to win against a team that isn't that great and hasn't beaten great opponents. So give me the New York Giants plus the 3 points at Seattle. Second game, I'm going to the AFC East here for the divisional game between New England and the New York Jets. I'm going to go with New England minus the 2.5 points. I know we just watched them get wasted, you know, by the Chicago Bears, but that does not happen. New England has won 4 out of the last 5 in this matchup, and that's with Mac Jones. Last year, they swept the Jets. They're 3-1 against the spread in October so far. The Patriots are minus that blowout that they just took. Now, the loss of Breece Hall, we haven't seen how that's going to affect the Jets yet. I'm seeing 72% of the money right now is floating on the New England side, and you guys know I tend to follow the money and trend with the money. I think until we see what Breece Hall has, what the Jets have without Breece Hall, we're going to stay away from them. I understand they're at home, but this is a division game. I'm going to take New England plus the 2.5 points. I think New England might win this one straight up, and we see that happen this week. Next.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
We're going to go to Arizona up against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to take Arizona plus the 3.5 points. I don't really like Arizona. I don't think they're a great football team, but I also think that Minnesota is one of those football teams that always finds a way to play down to their opponent. And Arizona does that too. I'm expecting kind of a sloppy game here between these two teams. I don't see one of them really getting out in front of the other by much. Minnesota is 1-3 in October against the spread, while Arizona is 3-1 against the spread. So Minnesota tends to always play down. We got 89% of the money's flowing in on Arizona right now. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to roll with Arizona Cardinals this week at plus 3.5. Now, all of you that follow the show and follow everything that I'm up to over here, you know that I'm a Bills fan, but I have yet to pick the Bills all season, but I'm going to do it this week. And I know this is probably the worst time to potentially do it with the big number that they're laying, but I am going to take the Bills at home on Sunday Night Football against Green Bay at minus 11 points. I mean, they're 2-2 against the spread in October. Both of them that they lost were by a half a point. 0-4 is the Green Bay Packers against the spread in October. You've got the pack that seriously looks like they're drowning in whatever they're doing right now. Alan Lazard has already been ruled out. So the offense that's already been in shambles is going to be deeper in shambles. Then you've got the Bills coming off the bye where Sean McDermott is undefeated off the bye. They tend to just dominate teams when they come out of the bye. So I'm really looking at, unless this Green Bay defense can do some kind of miracle, which could happen. This is the NFL. I'm going to lay this big number because I do believe that the Bills are just clearly the better football team here. And I do not see how the Green Bay Packers, unless something dramatically changes or something terrible happens, that they're close in this game. So go ahead and give me the Bills the first week that I'm going to take them at minus 11 points. So again, this week, we got the New York Giants plus 3. We got New England Patriots minus 2.5. We got Arizona plus 3.5. And we got the Bills minus 11. Appreciate you guys for watching the shows here and following along with everything I'm up to and listening to the pod. And make sure you guys do check out Better Edge. It's a cool, cool platform. I'm really getting involved with the team over there. I'm excited to be part of it. I think you guys are going to enjoy it as well. So come over there and hang out with us and see what we're up to and bet against friends, bet against other people. But a lot of money saved because you're not betting about the book and the numbers are set. There's different ways to do it. It's pretty cool thing to see. So head betteredge.com/nerd. And I hope that you win some money while you're hanging out watching football this weekend.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.